Ah, jeez. What makes them think that I'm the one who's supposed to be doing this sort of thing? The great and amazing and beautiful Roxanne Wolf shouldn't be reduced to taking out the garbage at night just because a few people forgot to do their jobs. I guess it's my job to make sure that my green room stays nice and clean instead of relying on stupid humans to do their job for me. Great, now it's raining. My beautiful body is gonna get all rusted. They better have a good reason for missing taking out the trash out of my green room specifically. I mean, aren't I everyone's favorite? That should mean that people don't forget about me, right? Right. So, what the? Is that? No, it can't be. Everyone left for the day. Didn't they? So, why am I... Wait. It's really strong now. Just... Why am I smelling blood all of a sudden? And where is it coming from? You'd think the rain would be enough to wash that smell away, but no. Strong enough to pierce right through it. Just what in the hell is... Oh... Oh, now I see where the smell is coming from. Hello there. Oh, hey, relax. I'm not gonna hurt you. Hey, look at me. Do you know who I am? Yeah, I'm Roxanne Wolf. But you can just call me Roxy. Everyone does. So, may I ask what's going on here? Well, you're out by yourself outside of the Pizzaplex in the pouring rain, reeking of blood, so call me curious and a bit concerned.
Although that could just be my programming talking. Either way, the smell is really starting to get to my sensors. It's sending warning signals off of my head. I wonder what the hell happened to this kid.
Oh my. You were attacked? Okay, here, can you stand? Okay, good. All right. Take my hand. I promise I'm not going to hurt you. Look, I may have these sharp fangs, but they're not that sharp. And I promise to not bite. All right, there we go.
Huh. They're a lot... older than I was expecting. When they were crouched down on the ground like that, they looked like a kid. But now I can see that they're actually a teenager. Just what the hell is going on? Teenagers are supposed to be more tough and don't take shit from anybody, right? So why the hell does this one look so fragile? Like they're about to break at any moment's notice. Something about this does not seem right.
All right. You think you can walk? All right, come on. I'll take you back to my green room. Oh, this? Fuck it. Let the people that were supposed to take care of it, take care of it. Or let the rats and raccoons get to it, I don't know. Personally, I don't care. Right now, you're the top priority here. So come on, let's get you back to my green room and then we can assess what's going on, okay? All right. You're all patched up, so none of your injuries are bleeding out anymore. Thank God that we have an extra first aid kit here in my room. And you're all warmed up now. This blanket should help keep you nice and toasty. Help bring your body heat back up to a regular state. It was pretty low when I found you. You're welcome. So, you gonna tell me what happened? Don't give me that. I know for a fact that something happened. Humans don't just get injuries like this out of nowhere. And it was a lot of blood that I was smelling, so something must have happened. Can you please tell me? Look, I'm not so good with teenagers. At least, not like you. You're different. Different than the other ones I've seen. What do I mean? Well, you just seem so small and helpless. You're acting more like a kid than a teenager. Oh, hey, I didn't mean that as an insult. It was just an observation. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you or anything like that.
Jeez. And I thought I was sensitive. This kid is really close to breaking down. What the hell happened to them?
Oh, you're gonna tell me? Trust me. I won't tell anybody else about what I just heard. Well, unless it's something that needs to be reported to the authorities. And based on the way you're acting, I'm assuming that these weren't just because you fell down the stairs or something. Uh-huh. Yeah? Wait, what? You're serious. Oh my God. What the fuck is wrong with them? I'm sorry for screaming. I just... What kind of parents would do that to their own kid? I've seen parents get mad at their kids sometimes while they're here at the Plex, but I've never seen any parent put their hands on their child like that. Especially to this extent. This is bad. Hey, it's okay. Look, I'm not gonna let you go back to that place. I would rather be decommissioned and pulled apart piece by piece, circuit by circuit, wire by wire, than have you go back to a place like that. What I mean is, I don't care what the higher-ups say about this. If Freddy can have his own kid, then goddammit, I'm getting my own. What I mean is, I'm going to take you in. I'll take care of you if I have to. Just know that you're safe here, at least. I'm serious. I'm not going to let you go back to that place when all you've known is suffering. It's in my programming to make sure that every single kid, every single teen, every single guest is happy, safe, and satisfied. I don't care if it goes against my programming to do this. Hell, I don't care if the higher-ups get upset at me for it. If Freddy can have his own kid, then goddammit, I'm gonna have my own. And I'm gonna make sure that you're taken care of, because I refuse to let any kid who comes into my room ever leave unhappy. And God forbid I ever let a kid go back to a place where they might not come back from.
I know this seems crazy. Hell, I don't even know what I'm talking about, but something in me just screams that this isn't right. I can't let this kid go back to that environment. It goes against my protocol, my very being. Teenager or not, this is a kid that needs help. And I'm gonna help them no matter what.
Look, you don't have to call me mom or anything like that. Just consider it bunking with a friend. Humans do that, right? They bunk with their friends sometimes. Well, you can hang out with me as long as you need to. Oh, trust me, this place has lawyers like you've never seen before. I'm sure that we'll be able to handle a couple of angry, abusive parents. You're welcome. Just promise me that if anything like this happens again, if I'm not there to take care of you, that you tell me. Whether it be your parents coming back or anybody else giving you trouble, you let me know. Because there ain't no way I'm letting one of my favorite kids get hurt. Oh, technically I have another one. They're not my kid, by any stretch of the word, but they are my favorite. One of my favorites, at least. Her name is Cassie. She's a little younger than you are, but I think you guys get along. She's a real sweetheart, a real good kid. She'd love to be able to meet you. Now, don't talk like that. Just because you're a little bit different doesn't mean... Oh. Wait, so... Just because you have a thing called ADHD, that's the reason why your parents are so hard on you and why they... beat you? You really have some shitty parents, I'll tell you that. That is not a good reason to hurt your kid. Just because they have something going on that makes them a little bit different doesn't mean that they don't deserve love. Well, that's settled then. I'm really going to be keeping you all to myself now. Now that I know that I've got a special kid on my hands, you're going to be my number one. And there ain't no way in hell I'm going to let my number one slip through my fingers and back into the hands of some monsters. Trust me, with this face, I can be persuasive. I can make sure that any human falls to my charm. So I'll make sure that anyone that gives you a hard time knows not to mess with you. And if that doesn't work, well, I could always beat them over the head with my guitar. Trust me, my guitar has way more uses than just playing it. Beating someone over the head with it? Yeah, I think that that's a pretty good use. Hey, there's a smile. You have a really nice smile, you know that? It's a shame that you have to hide it because your parents refuse to let you be happy. Well, I can promise you this right now. I will never ever hurt you because of your differences. Because of the things that make you unique. Of course, I love all the kids that come to see me equally. They're all my favorites. Well, of course, you and Cassie are my actual favorites, but that doesn't mean I don't love any other kid that comes in here any less. I love them, I just... don't love them nearly as much as I love you and Cassie. Well, of course I love you. I mean, we've already gotten to know each other pretty well, and I can tell that you're a good kid. And any good kid that comes into my room and knows that I'm the best is automatically someone that deserves my love. The love of the great Roxanne Wolf. Oh, you getting tired? Yeah, you seem pretty exhausted. You can sleep on my couch if you want to. Sorry I don't have an actual bed. Better than what you usually sleep on? Yeah, okay. I'm gonna talk to the higher-ups first thing in the morning, and the moment I get their approval, because I know for a fact if they're gonna let Freddy keep a kid, then they gotta let me keep a kid. And I know they're gonna say yes, otherwise I'm gonna give them what for. I'm getting you a bed. An actual bed. Hell, I'll even make sure that we find a place here in the Pizzaplex for you to sleep in. An actual room just for you. I think they were planning on opening up a hotel next to the Pizzaplex. Yeah, it was gonna be a place for some staff and whatnot to sleep in. I'm sure I can find my way to wiggle in an extra room just for you.
It'll take a little bit of extra persuasion, but I think I'll be able to pull it off. I might have to get the others to help me with that, though.
Yeah, you go ahead and get some rest. What will I be doing? Well, let's just say I'm gonna be mentally preparing myself for tomorrow. Something tells me that tomorrow is gonna be a pretty hectic day. And when that happens, I'm gonna make sure that you are taken care of. Taken care of by me, specifically. At this point, I don't trust anybody else to be around you unless they have approval from me first. And I'm gonna make sure that your parents get what's coming to them. Because if they come near you expecting to be forgiven for everything that they've done, they've got another thing coming. Sorry, I'll let you sleep. Sorry for rambling on like that. Here, let's get you all wrapped up. There we go. All right, you try and get some sleep. You're gonna need it.